This is CPR News. I'm Vic Vella. Supporters of a Denver middle school principal protested the man's firing last night. They say he was wrongfully fired for going on TV to voice concerns about school safety. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
We want our principal back.
Supporters gathered at McCulloch International School, where Kurt Dennis served as principal since it opened 12 years ago. The group wants him reinstated. Former students, staff, and parents spoke about Dennis's impact at the school. Former student and current employee Cecilia Pablo says great Uncle Kurt was more than just a principal.
He has always been the type of person who continuously puts others first. I have seen him help many families grow into outstanding people and provide others with countless opportunities. One of those families is my very own.
Denver Public Schools says Dennis was fired for violating student privacy laws during a TV interview. Dennis is in the process of filing a lawsuit against the district. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Two people have died in separate incidents at Rocky Mountain National Park this month. A 26-year-old woman from Boulder died Sunday after falling 500 feet while climbing Blitzen Ridge. And last week, a 25-year-old man from Rhode Island drowned after being pulled underwater at West Creek Falls. The Denver Post reports on average 5 people die at the park each year. And even though the Colorado Rockies are having another disappointing season, last night one of their best players hit the game-winning home run in the All-Star game.
2-2 to Diaz is hit in the air to deep left field. Back it goes. Elias Diaz puts the National League in front.
Catcher Elias Diaz was named MVP of the All-Star game after his home run in the 8th inning won the game for the National League. Diaz became emotional when he talked about his mom being in attendance last night in Seattle. Good for him. This is CPR News.